I'm giving. What is this I'm feeling? If you wanna leave, I'm with it.
Is 99.7 FM Barreville, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An ex-Marine smashing his pickup into an LDS church in Grand Blanc, Michigan, opening fire and setting the building ablaze. Four people were killed, the gunman also killed in a shootout with police. With just hours to go before the federal government shuts down, President Trump will meet today with top Democratic and Republican leaders in Congress. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio in Washington with more on what each side wants.
Democrats are demanding a new funding bill that reverses Medicaid cuts and extends expiring Obamacare subsidies to prevent health insurance premiums from rising for millions of Americans. Republicans are pushing for a more simple short-term funding fix to keep the government running until November 20th. A shutdown would mean millions of federal employees, including members of the military, TSA officers, and ICE agents, would work without pay until the government reopens.
Missouri lawmakers agreeing to new congressional maps, just like Texas, that will likely give the GOP more seats in the midterms next year. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Proposed legislation would specify the time period for repeat OWI offenders to apply for an occupational license. A bill being circulated by Republican lawmakers would allow those whose driving privileges are suspended or revoked to be eligible for an occupational license after the first 180 days of the revocation have elapsed. A Republican candidate for Wisconsin governor drops out. Milwaukee-area business owner Bill Berrien said Friday he doesn't see a path forward after the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel reported that Berrien followed several sexually explicit writers online. And a nationally prominent Wisconsin Native American leader has died. The family of Ernie Stevens Jr. confirmed he died suddenly Friday at the age of 66. A member of the Oneida Nation of Wisconsin, Stevens became known as an advocate for tribal sovereignty and served as chairman of the Indian Gaming Association for 25 years.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more the same, partly cloudy. with a high in the low to mid 80s. You can get faster internet and pay a whole lot less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Good Monday morning. Dave Grant joining you going at 6:06. You heard Sean this morning. It's going to be a little bit warm. It still feels like summer in September. Hey, it's still shorts weather. That's a great thing, right? Here is Kings of Leon to get your day started on Max FM.
I've been roaming around, always looking down at all I see. Painted faces fill the places I can't reach. You know that I can use somebody. You know that I could use somebody, someone like you and all you know and how you speak. Countless lovers undercover of the street. You know that I could use somebody. You know.
Is the best time to listen to Max FM?
All the time.
All the time.
All the time. Of course, I get paid to say that.
I listen to it all the time.
Maximum hits. 99.7 Max FM.
them hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:14 on Monday morning. Let's take a look at our beautiful summer forecast. Today, it's going to be sunny with a high of 86 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 56. Tomorrow morning, patchy fog start our day, gradually clearing to mostly sunny with a high of 81. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, a low of 55. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a high of 79. Thursday, sunny, a high of 81. Taking a sneak peek towards the weekend, we're looking at highs in the mid-80s with lows in the 60s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yes, it does not feel like September going into October. Currently, it is 58 degrees outside of the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios in downtown Baraboo. We hope everyone's having a great day, and if you need to get your morning started, we've got the perfect way, because the morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. They're located at 108 3rd Street right here in downtown Baraboo. The open sign is not on yet, but they will be open at 7 a.m. or just 45 minutes from now for all your caffeine needs. And if you're wondering what my go-to is, right now, when it's this weather, it's the Iced Turtle Latte. It's great, hot or cold. And, you know, when it's a little bit warmer, I like that ice version of it. And when it gets a little bit colder, the warm version of it. So go check that out. Tell them Dave sent you over to try out the Iced Turtle Latte this morning. This morning is going to be a busy morning. We have a lot of things happening. Starting right around 7 o'clock, we will be giving out our next keyword in the Multi-State Text-to-Win Contest, brought to you by Back Row Baraboo Motors, Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster, and State Farm Insurance agent Chris Stanton. You have a chance to win in our daily drawing for $200 cash and gold jewelry and to be entered into our grand prize drawing to see Green Bay take on Minnesota in November. Indoor club-level tickets. Make sure you have that free Civ Media app installed, ready to go on your mobile device so you can text for your chance to win this morning. Our contest continues all week long. So, yes, you still have this week to get chances to be entered in. 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. all the way through Friday. Emily will be joining me at 7:10 this morning. Yes, shenanigans will ensue today because we're going to talk about the halftime show for the Super Bowl. We found out who the celebrity is for that last night during the halftime of that football game that I just don't understand the ending this morning. I'm still trying to process what we saw last night. Very much a high-scoring game. Havel and myself will be breaking that down at 8:35 this morning. Coming up at 7:40, we are celebrating our celebrity birthdays. If you know someone celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, text those in now via the free Civic Media app, or you can always text us at 608-355-9970. At 8:10, we're going to talk about our pets of the week from the Sauk County Humane Society, Landon and Jinx. Make sure you tune in at 8:10 to find out all about them. Calendar days at 8:20, and again, hanging with Havel and Dave at 8:35. Killian is out today. He's got a sports report that he'll be having this morning. So, yes, Killian will be doing our local sports coverage. You get to hear him a little bit later for that. But, yes, he will be back with us on Tuesday morning this week. So we were chatting back and forth with Havel last night about that game again. We'll break that down at 8:35 this morning. I'm just going to leave that one alone at this point. Still trying to wake up and process everything. Coming up this Saturday will be the 11th Annual Fall Festival Brat Fry and Bake Sale for People Helping People. That's happening from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the PHB headquarters. That is 805 Broadway Street, right here in downtown Baraboo. Your purchase will help support their holiday Adopt-A-Family food distribution programs, which supplies low-income families with all the groceries they need for a complete Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. What's on the menu? Pulled pork sandwiches, sloppy joes, grilled brats, Italian sausages, the infamous all-beef frank chips, soda, or water. For more information, you can go to phbwisconsin.org. Help support a great cause, get a great lunch. Again, the PHP Brat Fry and Bake Sale this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the PHP headquarters, 805 Broadway Street, right here in downtown Baraboo. We're going to get you back into some great music. We have Peter Gabriel and Billy Idol on Max FM.
Hi there.
I'm on my way, I'm
Hayes and more, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. The morning show is brought to you by Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee, open in 32 minutes at 108 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Coming up in just moments, we will have a full look at our weather forecast. All I can say is shorts weather. That is a great thing. We'll have a look at our sports. And, you know, we saw the Packers tie that game last night in overtime. And, yeah, I'm still dumbfounded by that one. Brewers won yesterday, which was fantastic. They set a new franchise record for 97 wins yesterday. So great to see. They will start their playoff, I believe, on Saturday. So, yeah, check out what channel that is on. Hopefully we can watch some of those baseball games with the Brewers. I'm not sure who the opponents are yet. I have not even had a chance to look. So going to be checking that out. So again, we'll have a look at sports in just moments as well. Now, we did see some golf this weekend, and play kept getting delayed during day two of the Ryder Cup on Saturday. Yes, you heard me correctly, because the crowd couldn't remain quiet while Rory McIlroy was, I can't even say his name. We'll just say Roy McIlroy. I can't say it today. He was being heckled throughout the day at Bethpage Black on Long Island. And it sounded like he attempted to putt on the second green. Whenever he'd approach the ball, someone would decide to heckle him. And I'm like, okay, why are you heckling Rory? He's a good golf player. And, you know, that's, you know, almost a scene with something you would see, like, you know, in Happy Gilmore or something.
It's been incredibly vocal out here this afternoon, I have to say. And I think Rory's looking at the referee now, just asking people to settle down. Yeah, it's getting a little out of hand out here right now.
So after a lengthy time over that putt,
if there's any bios out there looking for a bit of trouble, this is a game they're going to come and look for.
Yeah, exactly.
So now, later in the day, after sinking a putt, Rory turned to the gallery and pointed and said, "Something you three times." And then Rory and his team got the last laugh by winning the Ryder Cup. And then, you know, it's like, why would you do that? This is a professional golfer. And I just don't understand why people needed to be heckling him. I don't understand it. If you're out there, you know, you should be enjoying it. And it's just not sure. There's some other things happening throughout the Ryder Cup as well. And so crazy stuff with sports over the weekend. We also saw a car flip in NASCAR yesterday. So, yes, that was kind of crazy. Car went on its side, then flipped over. And my understanding with these next-gen cars is that should not be happening. Now, NASCAR has yet to comment on why that car ended up on its side and then up on the roof. I mean, I know it was a high bank track when they were at Kansas yesterday, but still, cars getting on their sides rolling, not a great thing. So I'll be curious to see, A, if the car went back to the NASCAR R&D Center, B, if NASCAR is going to have some comments on that this week. And ironically, also in NASCAR, Denny Hamlin's making news again this week. Wasn't for his teammates this time. It was for one of his team members for the team he owns. Yes, him and Bubba Wallace had an on-track incident, and it cost Bubba Wallace some positions. Bubba was not happy with team owner Denny Hamlin. Not sure what's going on with Denny Hamlin in the past 2 weeks, but first takes out one of his teammates and then one of the team members on the team he owns. So, yeah, Denny Hamlin having some bad days in NASCAR. And, you know, he acknowledged what happened the week before was definitely something that shouldn't have happened. And I'm curious what he's going to say about this week. So, yeah, very interesting sports weekend, to say the least. Coming up, we are going to take a look at our full weathercast, our forecast sports. And, yes, our morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Conveniently located on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, enjoy delicious coffee and breakfast items, or stop in for lunch. Powerline Coffee has your favorite coffee, tea, soda, or other delicious hot or cold beverages starting at 7 a.m. every day. They serve breakfast sandwiches, pastries, croissant sandwiches, their famous BLT, and so much more. Check out their social media pages for musical entertainment and other events. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
Fast, reliable, affordable. Most internet services don't give you all three, but U.S. Cellular Home Internet does. A trio in perfect harmony. Fast speeds, a solid network, and just $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
And with our fastest 5G plus plan, get a $200 gift card. Visit CellPlus, your local authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and Mauston.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Wye with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Disappointment in OT. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Dallas, where the Packers kicked a 34-yard field goal as time expired in overtime to end with a 40-40 tie with the Dallas Cowboys. Head coach Matt LaFleur's reaction after the game.
It's disappointing. Just too many critical mistakes that led to that tie, and that really bit us in the butt.
Running back Josh Jacobs scored two touchdowns. I asked him at his locker what it felt like ending in a tie.
Weird, honestly. That's the only way I can really explain it. I think the stuff before the half, we kind of like shot ourselves in the foot with.
Baseball. The Brewers came back to win 4-2 over the Reds Sunday. Their crew finished the regular season with 97 wins, a new franchise record.
You know, I'm glad that this team gets to be remembered differently. I'm not into records necessarily, but it's a way for 2025 to be recognized differently.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
MaxFM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
MaxFM, Gem City weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more of the same, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. You can get faster internet and pay a whole lot less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Continuous hits of the 80s and 90s.
The only station I listen to at work.
Non-stop music.
Rolling all hour on 99.7 Max FM.
Much too late. All the sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built you a temple and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done. Only the good die young. Show me a sign, send up a signal, I'll throw you a line. The stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress and a party on your confirmation. Virginia, they didn't.
gets better, but I say it ain't. I'd rather laugh with the sinners than cry with the saints. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young. Will be the ones. You know that only the good die young. Tell you, baby, you know that only the good die young. Only the good die young. Only the good.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:40 on Monday morning. Here is Men at Work Down Under on Max FM.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under. Read us low and mention her. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
The 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Today, sunny with a high of 86. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 56. Tomorrow morning, patchy fog to start our day, gradually clearing to mostly sunny, a high of 81. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 55. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a high of 79. Thursday, warming up, sunny, a high of 81. Taking a sneak peek into the weekend, highs in the mid-80s, lows in the 60s. Currently, 59 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios. We hope everyone's having a great day so far, coughing at the inopportune time this morning. So, yes, that is always fun, finding my glass of water. That was the big thing. And then finding some additional caffeine, because who stayed up for that Packer game last night? And who was disappointed that it ended up in a tie? I still can't believe that. We'll talk about that more. We had another low moment in Saturday's Ryder's Cup event. U.S. fans being instructed like school children on how to chant to the beat of "We Will Rock You" when the crowd boos immediately, you should read the room and stop. Now, yes, this also happened at the Ryder Cup. I don't know what was going on there this weekend.
Here we go. One, two, clap. One, two, clap. Here come the lyrics. Scotty, Scotty Scheffler.
Here we go again.
All right, hold on. I'm going to let the four talkers try to do this.
We're going to try this one more time. If it doesn't work, we'll do a DeChambeau one. All right? We want the whole crowd rocking when you stamp it on the bleachers, all right? Ready? One more time. We'll start it off. One, two, three. That's Scotty, Scotty Scheffler.
Wow. Okay. So, yes, their count was completely offbeat. Both of them come in singing Scotty Scheffler offbeat and out of tune. We may have a new front runner for the most embarrassing moment in sports. You would think if you're going to have someone doing that, you would make sure they can at least sing and be to the beat. I'm like, oh, my goodness. So all sorts of interesting things happening with the Ryder Cup. Over the weekend, yeah, I'm in shock of that. And, you know, we're going to have some more Monday Night Football matchups as well. If I get a chance, we'll talk more about that. But it's a doubleheader tonight. First, it's the New York Jets against the Dolphins, and then the Bengals and the Broncos. So lots of sports things happening this week as well. Speaking of sports, we're going to have our local sports report coming up next with intern Killian on Max FM.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for the 11th annual Fall Festival Brat Fry and Bake Sale from People Helping People in downtown Baraboo. This will be happening on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy delicious pulled pork sandwiches, sloppy joes, grilled brats, or all beef franks, and your purchase will support the Holiday Adoptive Family Food Distribution Program, which supplies low-income families with all the groceries they need to complete Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. Again, this fall festival from People Helping People will be on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at their headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. Also on Saturday the 4th, it's time for the Sauk Prairie FFA Fall Harvest Festival. This is a full day of small town charm, local flavors, and family fun. Start your morning off with the Farmer's Breakfast and Coffee Truck. That's going to be from 7 until 10 a.m. Then Brown is a huge farmer's market from 7 a.m. until noon. Music begins at 11:30, runs until 1 p.m. Kids will enjoy free pumpkins while supplies last and rides on tractors, wagons, and UTVs. Concession stand will be open from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. them and explore an impressive display of vehicles and machinery from grape harvesters to fire trucks. All the details for this event can be found at SaucPrairieFFA.com/HarvestFest. This again is going to be on Saturday, October 4th from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Park. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Hi, friends. Craig here from the Baraboo Fresh Market. Celebrate Apple Fest savings all week. Sunrise Orchards, Honeycrisp apples, just $1.99 a pound, or a 3-pound bag of Cortland or McIntosh, only $2.99. And Bakery Fresh apple pies, just $5.99. In the meat department, American-based Seaboard Farms, boneless pork sirloin roast, $1.99 a pound, and certified Angus beef boneless chuck roast, $6.99 a pound. Fall flavors, friendly service, and big savings at the Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Contact State Farm agent Chris Stanton to bundle and save today.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. On Friday night, Portage beat Stoughton 38-22. Berlin beat Wisconsin Dells 44-6. Mount Hora beat Sauk Prairie 57-24. Reedsburg beat Baraboo 49-7. And Nakusa beat Adams Friendship 24-22. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report.
99.7 Max FM.
To be one. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, it's through. Fate would twist of both of you. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you.
Up, who cares about little boys that talk too much? I've seen it all go down. The game of love was all rained out. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to hurt. Through, it's through.
a material world.